Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Make sure you take extra precaution. Leave a little bit earlier. It is really, really slick out. This weekend, over the weekend, it was pretty nice. It felt a lot like spring, but I had it in my head that all that mist and all that fog was going to cause problems this morning. It did. I was almost rear-ended twice this morning. So if you're out and about, take a little extra time, take a little extra caution, because the roads out there are very, very, very slick. All that fog and all that moisture has pretty much made every surface out there a ice rink. So, but coming in this morning, it was like skating, man. It was pretty bad. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Phone numbers to call in, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live, on air, and into the conversation. Extension 1, you can leave it on the rant line. So, but one thing I want to make you aware of is District 8 schools are closed today. So the District 8 schools are closed today due to the icy condition and no travel advisory. So if you are in District 8, the schools are closed today. District 1 schools are scheduled to start on time. And everywhere else, it's very slick out. Be very, very careful this morning. A couple of big stories in the news today. Don't know if you are aware, but in Sydney, Australia, there's this little cafe, and this Islamist, this radical Islamist is holding folks hostage over there. And the guy, they have a name now. They know who the guy is, and this just came through like maybe a couple of minutes ago. And he's an Iranian refugee. His name is Haron Moniz, and that's from a police source from Reuters, India, saying that. Now, if you remember, Australia has been targeted by ISIS. And last night, I'm watching the news as it unfolds, and the guy has the folks in this cafe holding up the ISIS flag against the window. That, and as a matter of fact, if you're taking a look at Fox right now, you see folks, the hostages in there holding up the flag and this and that. I'm thinking there's not a lot of those militants in there because a bunch of the folks have escaped. I just saw a couple of them running out the back door. So there you go. It brings to mind, though, a couple of things here. When I'm looking at this situation over there, okay, ISIS has already basically said that they wanted to attack Australia. They wanted these lone wolf attacks. And I remember a couple of months ago, they were saying that they were instructing these lone wolves to do these public beheadings and that sort of thing. And I'm thinking about it. Australia has some of the toughest gun control laws on the books. I'm thinking how simple it would be if a guy with a concealed carry or an open carry saw one of these idiots running around over there and just, you know, put him down humanely, that sort of thing. But then we wouldn't have to worry about these good folks over there in Sydney. Also, it brings to mind with me like the immigration debate, because this guy is a refugee. He's an Iranian a refugee. So you're looking at that. You're looking at, you know, what's going on in the world. This guy, Iranian refugee, militant Islamist, and right now he has the world's rapt attention and another win for ISIS, because they see this kind of thing and they use it as a promotional to get the folks in the door. It's just nuts when you think about it. And I wonder how Australia would benefit from our CIA. You know, while we're demonizing our CIA right now, I'm thinking about it. You know, the UN is calling for our CIA to be charged with war crimes and all of that stuff. How much of a benefit would our CIA have been to the Aussies over there? Think about that. It's nuts. You know what? I really, really like our CIA and everything, and I'm grateful for everything that they do and for everything that they have done to keep us safe. So I'm not going to sit here and beat up on them. I think the Aussies would do well to not throw in with the rest of apparently the liberal worldview. And, you know, I don't know, consult with our CIA, because we know stuff. And we know stuff because of our tactics. And I'm going to, I'll digress on that. 855-200-1776. Give me your comments. If you've seen what's going on over there in Sydney, and my heart goes out to those folks. Last night we prayed that they'd make it out of there safely and that sort of thing. But, this kind of stuff, I mean, wow, this kind of stuff, it's got to stop. And I think the only way it stops is we go in there and we do basically what we did with Al-Qaeda. We go in heavy-handed and we rout them out of their rat holes everywhere we find them. That's what I think should happen. We got to make sure that they understand that if they rear their head, we're going to lop it off. You know, a lot like they do. And that's something else I want to address this morning. Basically, in my humble opinion, what Feinstein did was take a bunch of ruthless criminal thugs and put a white dress on them and say that they're victims. She basically victimized these terrorists. And I was thinking about that over the weekend. It's liberal ideology, in my humble opinion, 101. You see something, you see the grown-ups in the room basically taking the lead, taking charge, and dealing with the situation. And that's it. But liberals, they have this mastery over our lexicon. What they, in the court of public opinion, just think about it. In the court of public opinion, liberals many, many times win the fight before the Republicans even enter into the fray. Because they win the war of words. Now, think about that. Just by calling the torture report, Feinstein essentially turned our enemies from the ruthless, barbaric evil of our time into these white-clad, doe-eyed victims and demonized us. That's what she basically did. And on the world stage, I mean, as a matter of fact, the UN, folks in the UN are calling for us to be, you know, brought up, well, our CIA guys be brought up on war crimes and this and that. So she's essentially, just by using those words, the torture report, she has basically made criminals out of the heroes and victims out of those ruthless barbarians. Think about that. It was enough to make you nuts, man. It is enough to make you nuts. And to go along with the whole weather, this morning, this weekend, it was so foggy out. I mean, you couldn't see a block down the street. It was pretty nuts. Now you got the freezing drizzle. It's going to continue pretty much all morning. We got a freezing rain advisory now in effect till 9 this morning. Be careful out there. When I was driving in, I heard so many ambulances, so many sirens, and was almost rear-ended twice. I'm just like, oh, wow, be careful. We'll be back with Blanky the Cullum and Ellen Ratner. And your phone calls, 855-217-76. What's on your mind at this morning? This is the Common Sense Club.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Weekend, especially in the news cycle, I'm still watching this whole Sydney thing unfold. And I want to get Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum's thoughts on what's going on in Sydney, Australia. And as always, your thoughts and what's on your mind this morning, 855-217-76, extension 2. Ellen, Have you been following what's going on over there in Sydney, Australia?
I have, and I want to tell you something. This weekend, I went to see a movie that I see about one movie a year, and I was dying to see it, so I went to see Interstellar. So I got there on time, and I probably saw 8 to 10, I didn't even count, previews for movies, and all of them were so violent and so disgusting that there is a reason that there is this violence happening all over the world. We are promoting violence with our movies.
Well, Ellen, this is nothing new about violence in the movies, and I'm kind of glad you came to the rodeo on this one, because a lot of people have been concerned even about the lack of real family time on television. And it's not about people owning guns. I mean, you have video games that are extremely violent that teach people how to shoot. But the situation, I think, that's happening in Australia is now giving a wake-up call to some of those countries who we really love, I love Australia, who don't really understand the nature, the threat of terrorism. And at some point here, we have to protect the men and women who go in and put themselves in harm's way, like the SEALs and the CIA, who are now going to be afraid to be able to try to penetrate some of those places because of the ramifications of them doing their job. So while I have some very strong issues with police who might be very brutal, I think we've got to deal with that, and we may have to look at the CIA, we cannot condemn the people that protect the population and protect our national security interests.
And you bring up a very good point. Both points are very valid. I've been saying for a while that the violence in our video games and movies desensitizes our kids, and especially the younger folks out there, desensitizes them to violent natures. Like, they don't think anything of it, you know, the knockout game.
But also, Leanne, it's not just violence, it's sex. Okay?
Oh, that too,
language.
Yeah.
You know, there was a reason.
Honestly, as much as I'm not into sex, it doesn't bother me as much as violence.
People didn't want to see how you make a baby. They didn't want to hear crude, horrible, nasty things. It's not that they didn't exist, but they decided to protect young people.
Wow, how did we get on this conversation?
That was a very good point. I think she made a very valid point.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking over there, though. A couple of things strike me, and I don't know where you, Ellen or Blanquita, is going to fall on this. I'm thinking you got Australia over there. This guy was an Iranian refugee. First point. Second point is they have some of the most restrictive gun laws, gun regulations over there on the books. And I'm thinking one guy with a concealed carry or an open carry could have taken this guy out. What do you think about that line of logic, Ellen?
Well, yeah, they could have taken him out. I mean, yes.
So, less gun...
And the other thing is, you know, I'm reminded of the young woman who was in the Waco Lubies, and she left her, you know, her weapons in her truck. As a guy, a terrorist, drives through the front doors and the window, breaks the windows in his truck into the Lubies, gets your parents down there, and shoots them in cold blood right in front of her face. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's true. I don't know that we all want to be pistol packing. That's something that the voters should decide. But we should be able to have armed police that can deal with them and not look at them like they're villains.
Yeah. I got it. I got it. I want to switch gears here for a second and get on something a little lighter. I want to know, Blanquita, and I'll ask you first. Time magazine says the Ebola patients are Time's person of the year. I want to know who you think is the person of the year. Or, and it doesn't just have to be one person. It could be an organization or a group or whatever. But who would Blanquita Cullum's person of the year be?
That little girl that stood up in Pakistan or Afghanistan and said school should be, young girls should go to school. You know, her life was threatened. She suffered. She was attacked.
Yeah. Good point. Ellen, who would your person of the year be?
I'm going to go with Time Magazine. I didn't think of it, but when I saw it, I thought that's exactly the right one.
Okay. And if you're looking at it from the perspective of the person or group that has had the biggest impact on world events, who would that be?
Mr. Putin.
Okay. Ellen, was that you that said Putin and
yeah.
Blanquita? Okay. And Blanquita, you said ISIS.
I think they're both very influential. I don't really want to go against her on this one.
And I agree with Ellen that they're right up there together.
Oh, yeah, and especially, and I said on a poll, I said it was ISIS because it has forced all of us to reevaluate this whole war on terror, absolutely. But, yeah, Putin was making waves long before ISIS. I mean, when ISIS was still a JV team, quote-unquote, Putin was slapping babies and kicking kittens.
But now we have ISIS going crazy and being horrible, and we've decided to put gloves on. You know, and drink tea, and you know, play by Hoyle. We're really screwed up.
You think so? You think it's too late to turn back the clock on that?
Well, we don't have any ability to have strategy. We put our people in harm's way.
Okay. Well, there you go. Time's person of the year is the Ebola victims, and my pick would be ISIS. But yeah, Putin is he has
and
affected the world.
And it's different to Ellen, who goes out here to South Sudan, and literally is one of those people who is changing lives every day of her life, saving lives.
So, Ellen Ratner would be a runner-up. Honorable mention in the person
I don't think
of
so. I
year.
Think there's people who do a lot bigger things than I do.
I
don't know, Ellen.
But I do want to get my little advertisement in. You can still buy beautiful crystal hearts made by women who have seen somebody killed in front of them. Their hearts, Blanquita named them, their survivor hearts, and they're made of Swarovski crystals. I take the crystals over to South Sudan. They support women and also goats. You can go it all to goatsfortheoldgoat.com and hit shop.
And Ellen, I know we
heart
don't.
And you'll say when you're really down, if the little hands that made this heart can survive, so can I.
And we don't always agree, Ellen, but I look at those pictures of you over there, and I sit and think whether or not I could do that. And I don't know if I could. So my hat's off to you. It's a pretty awesome setup you got going. It's a pretty awesome charity you have, and it's helping folks out and putting the world in perspective for a lot
goats
of folks.
For
thanks for coming on.
GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. The holidays can be a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. My favorite is the Griswold Christmas Package. We're talking about an ugly sweater contest, a permit to cut down your very own Christmas tree, and so much more. You'll have a blast. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the Griswold Christmas package, the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Chaseonthelake.com. Just click on packages, and the stress relief is free. If you choose the Griswold package, I may have a sweater for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
East County Bound. I like this. Oh, wow. Yeah, it puts me into mind of Smokey and the Bandit. I don't think I was old enough when it came out. When that movie came out, but I do remember watching that with my dad, man, Smokey and the Bandit. All I wanted was a T-Tops, man. It was pretty cool. Brian out in Jamestown, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Leon. I'll give you $5 if you can tell me who sang that song.
Oh, geez, man. I don't remember.
Waylon Jennings, just wanted to talk about the, when you ask who was it, Glenn, Peter, Ellen, what do you think about the hostage situation in Australia? And she segued into talking about movies and violence and movies. Come on. I mean, that's not an issue. We're way off topic there.
Yeah.
These people that are affiliated with ISIS, they are not practicing shooting people on video games or watching movies to get their intel. They're doing it in real life. So that's the truth of it, and I think she got way off base there. That was just my comment. So,
Brian, what do you think? I think it's a perfect storm, in my humble opinion. When you have a country like Australia, they have very, very restrictive gun laws there. And you couple that with the high amount of refugees and immigrants from, Islamic states. I think it's a perfect mix, a perfect combination for this sort of thing. And you know what I think would help them out a lot? One, a CIA-style organization that actually has teeth and wouldn't be demonized. And two, lax gun control laws. Let folks protect themselves, you know? I think those are the two biggest things. When these folks were saying that they wanted to behead people in the middle of and do it on video, that's what they were instructing these lone wolves to do. Think about how what a message it would send if they would grab someone and try to put them on the ground and a guy with a gun, removed his head from his body. That's what. About what what message that would send to ISIS.
Yeah, it's a disgusting thought that we would even begin to sympathize with these people and to blame another person's crazy actions on a movie or a video game is absolutely absurd. My kid plays those video games. He's nothing like those people. So.
No, absolutely, and I don't think that there are very many Americans or anyone in the Western civilized world that would take it to that level. Not very many, and if they attempted to, we would shut them down pretty quick. But this is a pretty common occurrence when we're talking about the Islamic State. I mean, it's like their MO over there. Violence, beheadings, rapes, all of that stuff. It's kind of their MO. And until I started hearing moderate Muslims, quote unquote, coming out and speaking in force, in mass against this, then, you know, that's going to be my worldview. We need to hunt them down, we need to track them down, hunt them down, and take them out wherever and however. And we need to do that to make sure they get the message. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
And a couple of things going on this morning, outside of the very, very slick and icy weather. Fargo, this morning, early this morning, the Walmart here in Fargo, the one down there on 13th, close to West Fargo. So a guy goes in there and he shoplifts. He takes a phone from the store, and I don't think he can even use that phone because they track that kind of stuff. But anyway, that's beside the point. Anyway, he goes in there, he steals a phone, and then when an employee says, "Hey man, you can't take the phone out of the store without paying for it," the guy whips a gun out. That's kind of nuts. You don't really hear about stuff like that here in Fargo. In Kansas City, yeah. In Minneapolis, sure thing. But not here in Fargo. That is kind of nuts. And that happened this morning, 1 o'clock a.m. This happened. So they're reviewing the tapes and all of that stuff right now. They haven't released a name yet or anything like that, or even a description, but they're reviewing the tapes right now, and hopefully they'll catch this guy. You can't be in your right mind if you do this. Everywhere has cameras, and to do this for a phone, wow. That is, I mean, it blows my mind. It's nuts. One other thing, I really want to talk about this, and I want you to carry it over with Scott. Todd is battling with the flu, so you won't hear him this morning, but Scott Hannon is more than up to the task of filling your phone calls and talking about what's on your mind. But what I want to know from you guys, well, two things. First, I want to know who your person of the year is. The person that has, or the person or organization that has most affected the world to date, this year, well, yeah, this year, 2014, and who your person of the year is here in North Dakota. So two questions that I want to pick your brain on, 855-217-76 extension 2. To get you live on air into a conversation. I want to know, who is your person of the year, and who is your person of the year in North Dakota? So there you go, and I'll put that up on my social media in just a bit, because I want to get your feedback. Last week, Steve Dace had that same poll on, and everyone was saying, you know, Ted Cruz. And I mean, Ted Cruz was by far and away, hands down, I think he won that poll over like 40%. But I said ISIS. That was my person of the year. I said it was ISIS because they have affected. I mean, they got a Nobel Prize winning president to declare war on them. That's not a small accomplishment, man. You got, and they have affected the world, the way we fight terrorism, the way we look at terrorism, the whole lone wolf syndrome. I mean, the way they have affected the worldview is unparalleled, in my humble opinion. Yeah, I get the Ebola victims. I get that, and I could see why. I just don't think that they've had the impact that ISIS has had negatively. And remember, when we're talking about the person of the year, it's not, you know, whether or not it's Mahatma Gandhi, you know, and it's a good thing, a good change in the world. Just the person, organization that has most affected the world, most change things, change the way we think, change the way we behave and we approach certain things. So that's what I want to know. Your person of the year and your person of the year here in North Dakota. And I have my person of the year in North Dakota in mind, but I want to know what your thoughts on the matter are. So I'll hold that, and we'll discuss that later. Also, this weekend, in the wee hours of Saturday, we had the CR vote in the Senate. And I'm positive. I mean, you know what's going on there. So they voted, and, you know, we have the CR. The government's funded through September. A couple of things that struck me as odd, though, and we're going to try to get him in to explain it, his thinking on this later on in the week. So when I follow this stuff, I'm weird this way. So when Cruz has his supporters there, and they voted on the point of order, I was optimistic. I was happy, man. 22 senators stood with Cruz. That is pretty big. That's enough to give McConnell a run for his money. I mean, it's dangerous for a guy like McConnell to have 22 senators stand with Cruz on that point of order. The point of order was whether or not this bill was constitutional based on the fact that, you know, President Obama's immigration policy is unconstitutional. And a large portion of the GOP said it is not constitutional. 22 Republicans, 22, said that the underlying bill was unconstitutional because it did not block President Barack Obama's immigration action. So think about that. They said they oppose this action, and it is unconstitutional, and Cruz had support for that. John Hoeven was one of the folks that stood with Cruz. So I was elated. I was pretty happy. I was stoked. But then later on, Hoeven voted for the bill. Yeah, in the end, he voted for it. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Am I confused? What's going on? If this thing, if you voted that this point of order, that the underlying bill is unconstitutional, why do you vote for the bill? Is there something that I'm missing here? Somebody help me out. 855-200-1776, extension 2, gets you live on air and into the conversation. And maybe you can help out your humble host here parse this thing out, because I'm not seeing it. You vote that the underlying bill is unconstitutional, and then you vote for the bill. It's a head-scratcher to me. If it's unconstitutional, that means, no way, ain't going to vote for it. That's, if it was me, that's what I would do. If it's unconstitutional, it means no, period. No means no, man. to be fair, Senator Hoeven says, and he's quoted, as a matter of fact, and the I think it was in the Conservative Review. I'll put it up on my social media. But he was actually quoted as saying that, you know, you pick your fights, basically, and we're basically setting up for a fight when we have the majority and the new folks take over and that sort of thing. But what I'm looking at, I'm looking at the funding. Now, if the funding in this thing, they voted for the funding for school, for education, for health care, for a couple of other things, to the tune of almost $2 billion to help acclimate illegal immigrants acclimate to American life, then to me, that's amnesty. I mean, so you say no. When do we start acting like winners, man? Anyway, 855-200-1776, extension 2. We'll be right back after this break.
Try before you buy. Hundreds have, and most of them have bought, the Miracle Chair. The Miracle Massage Chair, which you can see online at MiracleChair.net. You'll actually see a video of yours truly in the Miracle Chair. Or you can call 701-746-9950. It is the perfect Christmas gift. Jerry Breyer, why do you love the Miracle Chair so much?
You know, it's totally relaxing, particularly for over-the-road travel, you know, truck drivers and that kind of occupation where they're taking a lot of beating in their back and so forth. This chair will relax you. Back pain comes from muscle tightness. And if you can keep those muscles free and loose, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to have a much better outlook. Your attitude is going to be positive. It's just, like it says, a miracle chair.
Zero gravity, relaxing heat therapy, full body massage. It detects your body shape and custom designs the massage for you. Call Jerry Breyer and his team now. 701-746-9950. Try it before you buy it. Online at miraclechair.net.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So, Congress passed omnibus appropriation legislation for 2015. A quote from John Hoeven, many Republicans, including the leadership, disagreed with Cruz's push to address the immigration matter. Immediately, they argued that they should handle what to do about Obama's executive order when they have a majority in January. Fight when we can win and get something accomplished. That's Republican John Hoeven from North Dakota. That's what we're trying to set up for next year when we have the majority in the Senate. Now, I want to make sure, and I'm going to get to the callers in just a second here. I want to make sure you understand that Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution grants Congress the plenary power over immigration. Even the Supreme Court has held that the formation of immigration policy is entrusted exclusively to Congress. And that authority of Congress is over aliens, illegal or otherwise. It's not open for discussion. So what Obama did was unconstitutional. And funding the acclimation of illegal immigrants into the American society is unconstitutional. He can't do it. So I respectfully disagree with John Hoeven, especially if you're going to fund an illegal, unconstitutional action. And that's just my point of view. I love to have yours, and I'm going to go out to John and get his point of view on this. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi. Well, I just happened to turn the program on when you were talking about Hoeven and wondering about those two votes. And I think I have an answer for you.
Help me out.
He's about 2 years out from an election, and he's been your typical Republican weenie for the 4 years so far that he's been in the Senate. So he's got to bolster up his conservative votes a little bit. You know, at one time when you went on Conservative Review and looked at his rating, it was a couple points below Heidi Heitkamp's. So yeah. That tells you where John Hoeven is at. And I think, I mean, he's going to go along with the leadership. You know, they probably even would have let him vote against it if they wouldn't have needed his vote, but they probably did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
passed that omnibus bill. So that's why you got the two different votes. But the thing about Hoeven is he's your typical squishy Republican, and now he's getting close to a reelection. And, you know, it's kind of like when you used to walk when you were in school and you used to walk by these fire alarm things and it said, in case of fire, break glass. That's kind of what yep. the Republican base is to him. You know, the emergency, we got to break glass every once in a while. You guys got to come out and vote for me because I'm a really tough Republican. But then the rest of the year or 2 years or 4 years or 6 years, you go back, sit down, shut up, and let us do what we're going to do.
Wow. And you know, John, and thanks for the phone call. I really wish that Republicans would devote more, as much of their energy in fighting this thing, fighting the amnesty, fighting Obama, as they do fighting us. It seems to me that they devote a large share of their political capital fighting their own base. Use some of that moxie, man, to stand up to the Marxists in the White House. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Yeah, and I'm not going to walk it back. Use some of that capital. We won big. Let's act like winners now. Use some of that moxie to fight the Marxists in the White House and those policies that are coming down that are clearly un-American. But that's just my humble opinion. Stop fighting with us. We like you over here. We voted for you in a landslide election. You know, help us out a little bit. Show us that you actually respect us and you need us and you do need us. I mean, in case of fire, you know, break the glass. You're going to come back around in 2 years, in my humble opinion. Gene, out in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, but the prior caller basically took some of my lines away, but the Conservative Review that I checked the other day, Hoeven has a 21% rating. And the other thing I want to say about Hoeven started out as a Democrat. Then he switched to an independent. And then he switched to Republican. So that shows you all about the man. I mean, the man doesn't have any principle. He switches, well, just like the weather switches. So that's my only
comment. Do you think, James? Well, and you make a good point, but what I want to know is, and I am I wasn't born and raised here, so I don't know all of the background with John Hoeven and everything. I know I've met him before and that sort of thing, but what I want to know is it so much that, you know, he is just a political wonk? He's one of those political chameleons. You know, he switches with the winds. Or do you actually think that, like a lot of Republicans that I've met, they actually think that they're doing the good Republican thing, the thing that the GOP wants, and this is the best way forward? I mean, we got some pork in this bill. And I'm wondering if he just thinks that, you know, I got to do what's best for North Dakota, or do you think that he just doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say no?
Well, I said when he was running for election, first of all, I agree with the word that you used, chameleon. The other thing I'm saying is that I said when he gets off the airplane at National Airport.
Hey, Gene, that music means we're right up against the break. And so call in tomorrow, man. Love the conversation.
Okay,
Stay tuned for What's on Your Mind with Scott Hannon coming up right after this.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.